Alderman Silvana Tabarez is with us. Alderwoman, is this the first time the city council is basically taking on the police department?
That is correct. We have a softball game on Sunday at Cary Wood Cubs Park. And, you know, just a short historical note, back when former Mayor Richard J. Daley was serving our mayor in Chicago, he actually threw out the first pitch when aldermen actually played a softball against his administration.
Oh.
And then his son, former Mayor Richard M. Daley, he actually threw out the first pitch when his staff played against the press back when he was our mayor. And so this is the very first time that aldermen are facing the Chicago Police Knights Baseball Club, and it's all for a good cause, to raise money.
Alderman Lisa, I was part of a couple of those games, the press taking on the members of the city council back in...
You played?
Back in the 80s, I think, probably, yeah.
Oh.
So I remember Alderwoman Preckwinkle cheated.
Ah. Are we now talking about Tony Preckwinkle?
Yeah, she was the Alderwoman for the 10th Ward at the time, yeah.
And you're calling her out on cheating?
She did not cheat, but she's one of the ones I remember playing against. Yeah, it was the press against the members of the council.
Alderwoman, this means that 20, 30, 40 years from now, somebody's going to be talking smack about you on the radio.
Yeah, well, we're ready for a great game on Sunday. I mean, we have so much. We have the Jesse White Tumblers. We have John Vincent, who's going to be singing the national anthem. Even Bob Surratt, WGN Radio's very own Bob Surratt, is going to be doing the play-by-play, announcing the game. And I know he's a big 16-inch softball fan, and we have a special guest, Officer Carlos Yanez Jr., who is going to be throwing out the first pitch, along with Elizabeth French, who will be catching it. You know, we have some great aldermen. We have 25 members of the city council who will be participating in this game. Former Chicago police officer Peter Chico from the 10th Ward, Alderman Peter Chico, he will be our pitcher. He will be pitching the game on Sunday. And every alderman is going to be walking up, not every alderman, but the players, they're going to be walking up to an entrance song.
What's your walk-up music?
I really encourage everybody to go and find out. That will be the big surprise. But I will tell you that one of the alders is walking up to the percolator song, house music. So that will be fun. But no, it's all for a good cause. I mean, the Chicago Police Knights, they do great work in the community. They host these youth clinics where they come out and they teach kids new techniques and skills in baseball. And so we hosted one in my ward for young kids to participate. And these police officers, they came out, they brought the equipment, the jerseys for the kids, pizza. They spent time with the kids and they had a blast and the parents really appreciate it. And so I'm really impressed that these police officers, they work hard protecting and serving the city, that they donate their free time to give back to the community. And so they are models for our young kids. And so this is an opportunity, the softball game on Sunday, for all of Chicago residents to see that these group of police officers, the work that they do and they give back.
The only lineup change I would make is I would put Bob Surratt on your team and make Alderman LaSpada the play-by-play announcer, because there's not a better Chicago accent in the entire city than Alderman LaSpada, right?
He does. He has a very distinctive voice, and he will actually be there with his family cheering us on, Alderman LaSpada. So we got 25 players playing, but there's other alders who will be coming by and cheering us on for a great game. And, you know, I wanted to do something to get us out of the council chamber and work as a team and really build camaraderie. And so we can disagree on issues, but at the end of the day, we really need to listen to each other and work together for the city that we all love. And this game is a good way to do that and help support CPD and raise money for a good cause.
Steve, you have a question?
Alderwoman, a couple of stories in the news today. One, the Tribune's running a story that Controller Susana Mendoza may not run for another term statewide and instead is going to run for mayor. I wonder what you think of that.
Well, you know, I'm not committed to supporting anybody in the mayor's race until they get on the ballot. So right now, everybody can be talking about thinking about getting in the race, but we need to wait to see who will get those signatures and get on the ballot, and then I'll make my decision there.
Do you think Mayor Johnson is improving while in office?
Not with his 6.6% polling, and that is, it's hard to come out of that.
So you would likely support someone else, but you're not going to say it's Mendoza?
Exactly. I need somebody who is going to be supporting the southwest side of Chicago. We've been advocating for many issues here in my ward and really need a mayor who is going to help and listen to the residents of the southwest side because the current one does not.
The mayor.
Okay, so what is it specifically, because he's going to be on later in the show, what is it that he is not doing for your ward that you think he should be doing?
Well, one of the big issues that we have here on the southwest side is dense population, and our schools are severely overcrowded. And as a former teacher, I think he needs to understand that in my ward, there's a high school that's severely overcrowded, Hubbard High School. And we've been advocating with our state legislators on a new annex. We have the monies to buy the land. We have the monies to, but there's no support from his end to get that going.
The City Council Committee today passed the granny flat ordinance, which I suppose you might say would lead to further density in your ward. But the mayor says it will help with affordable housing. People can now add an apartment or someone can move into the coach house, things like that. What do you think of that legislation?
Well, in my ward, we have a lot of single-family homes. We have a lot of young families moving in. And I know the American dream for my mom and for many families is buying a home, a single-family home. And so I think, in my opinion, this ADU is going to hurt residents in my ward. It doesn't help. One of the issues that we're facing is the increasing of property taxes. What are we doing to provide more relief on property taxes? What are we doing to incentivize families to buy a home? I know for my mom, who came to this country from Mexico, her dream was to buy a home. I was born in Little Village, but then we moved to Brighton Park, where she bought her very first home. And that's the American dream for a lot of people.
But Alderwoman, wouldn't this ordinance help people raise more money to pay for the property taxes if they could rent out part of their house?
Well, the thing is, it doesn't give aldermen any say in terms of there's no aldermanic input in this.
So this goes back to the aldermanic prerogative again.
Exactly. My understanding of the ordinance is that there's only two per block, but aldermen have no say whether nobody on that block, anybody who lives on that block, the residents who live on the block have no say if they want it. And the majority of these homes in my ward are single family. And in my opinion, we need to have some say.
Thank you so much for joining us. Go out and win that game, okay?
Thank you so much for having me, y'all. Have a good day.
First time she's been on the show, Alderman Silvana Tabarez from the 23rd Ward.